we on?
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mystic Records Radio, and I've got Brianna on here from Riverside, and we're going to play a little bit of No Effects, and then we got some girl talk for y'all to listen to. Mom rules. Okay, Brianna, I see that you're a hairdresser, and I see that you do a lot of punk rock styles. Tell me about your haircutting and styles that you do.
Well, I like to do, a lot of people come to me wanting creative hair. And so I'll do like color melts, like blues, purples, leopard print, zebra, you know, anything, like any kind of like leopard that they want. If I, what did I have recently? Recently I had someone want a gray to blue color melt. So I bleached her hair. Yeah, and then I did the blue, but purple color melts, neon green was my favorite that I did. I recently had somebody that I did leopard print. I painted leopard print on the side of their hair. And then I did a mohawk, like a hot pink mohawk with blonde.
I love mohawks. I mean, I see a guy in a mohawk, it's like, yeah, it just really turns me on. How do you get the hair to stand up? I mean, I see the guys at the shows, and they're running around, and that hair, it stays. And I've seen it for years. How do you get it to stand up?
Well, one of my clients told me, and he's an older punk rocker, but I was asking him, I was like, what do you use? Because he doesn't use any of the products that I use.
Okay.
He told me he uses glue, clear glue, though. Because the clear glue doesn't, when it flakes, it doesn't flake off white. So it stays,
really?
Like, all night long. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
Like, it's all about the clear glue. Clear glue and Aquanex.
I had some guy tell me one time that he used toothpaste, and it's like, what? So I tried it on my own hair just to see if it would work, because I would never wear that, because, you know, for a girl, it's kind of, for a girl like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
You know, right? Yeah, toothpaste, it doesn't work. So anyway, we've got a little bit of Live Your Life with No Effects, and then we'll get back to some of the real time.
Born from an angel without religion, we're born dumb, but she's dead again. Now it's free, but she must have been forever. We're born solid, this time religion. Why? Why do you give all your money away? Why? Why do you think that you have to pay? Because the sky is there, there's no intention, no need again. The people can't live.
checks on Mystic Records, and you can pick up your copy of Maximum Rock and Roll in a store near you. So I've got Brittany on the phone here. I'm sorry, it's not Brittany, it's Brianna.
Brenna.
Boy, call me
okay.
A dork. Ow! Okay, so tell me, I've got to know, how you got into punk rock? What was the lure for you? What excited you about it? What made you want to get out there and get in the pit and love someone?
Who getting in the pit? Oh, well, you know, a few of my friends were in it when I was about 16. A few of my friends were in it in high school, and I just loved the music. I loved, you know, what the bands talked about. I love, like, the passion in the music. It's, you know,
yeah.
And I love,
yeah.
I love, you know, the sound and
the
stuff
sound,
about the music.
Energy.
And so, yeah, the energy,
yeah.
Like, it made me feel like I belonged to something. You know, with other things, like, you know, when you're young and, you know, you're trying to find something to belong into, you know, music has always made me want to belong to something. And punk rock, it, you know, it always made me happy. I'm just like, you know, going to a show. And, you know, my first show that I went to, oh gosh, it's been so long, but, like, the most memorable one that I went to, I would say, was Toxic Narcotic, back when the Allen Theater was open in Southgate. That one,
okay.
That was an awesome show. That was an awesome show, just seeing everybody with a mohawk and everybody, you know, dressed up all fun. Like, you know, and that's not really, the fashion isn't just punk rock. You know, it's the music, it's the attitude. The fashion comes with it because, you know, you're with your friends and you want to, you know, you have the same things in common. But it's not just the fashion, it's the attitude, it's the music, it's everything.
There you go.
So.
And on that note, I've got a song from The Mentors. This is really going to rock. Have you ever heard The Mentors?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I've never seen them play, though. But, no, I like to get into, like, I'll hear music, and then I'll just want to, like, find new music to listen to. So I'm
yeah.
always trying to, like, you know, soak in something new.
Yeah. I used to manage their band a long time ago, and I was always putting them up on stage and promoting them. And, you know, their whole show was an act, you know. The guys in real life are actually very respectful. You wouldn't know it to listen to their music. But they're very respectful, and they're actually nice guys that you could bring home to your mama just so long as she never heard any of their songs.
You know what? There's a lot of girls out there that are always hitting on me. Give me a fix, master, please. I don't just give out fixes. You gotta earn it, baby. You've got a mouth. And a pussy in a butthole. Now use them. I want.
They are awesome.
Out of every girl out here who wants to have a free fix, you got a fuck for it. Free fix for a fuck. Your pants, and I'll show you what it's all about. the mold. Did you fit tonight? The bitch naked hair, fuck me right. You're in lock, you whore, tonight. Give me a fuck for some China white. For a fuck. Please sit for a fuck.
Awesome.